Matthew Lay, Unison's National Officer for Energy.
OK, so just briefly describe for us why this has happened. They've said that more people want to be contacted online, to use online rather than calls, typical call centre.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just a general efficiency measure. The business have indicated last year they're going to remove, 6,000 jobs. This is part of that process. We've been working with British Gas to discussing how this might happen, and our main objective was to avoid site closure. You know, site closure means you don't have many alternatives available, and that's why we're so disappointed and devastated for the workforce.
And what has the reaction been from the workforce? Is it a lot of people, 684 jobs?
Yeah, I mean, people are deeply disappointed and upset about this news. I mean, this, for a lot of people, they've worked for this company, passionate about the company, and feel that they've been, harshly treated. And the reality is, they're in the floor, and we've got to pick them up, and we've got to engage, with the business to try and find the best solutions we can for individuals. And it's not going to be very, very easy. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, and it's devastating.
And I think this is still relevant. I mean, GMB Union has said that this proves that British Gas see their staff as pawns, they can move around whenever it suits them. Is that too strong?
It's not for me to comment on obviously what the GMB say. What our focus is working with the business now to try and find solutions to people. We, both ourselves and the GMB will both be very, very upset with this news, and we've got to find a way forward. It's not acceptable to close a site like this with this, sheer scale of people, and there not to be an adverse reaction.
And in terms of this site and the workforce that are here, have they been doing their job, everything that's asked of them, as they should? It's nothing to do with them being at fault?
No, absolutely not. And I think, their performance, the business are quite clear, and we've asked them this. The business is very clear. It's nothing to do with performance. This is all to do with cost cutting and efficiency measures and, making sure that the business retains its profitability. But as we've pointed out, this is already a profitable business. This is a business that has done very well over a number of years, and to take this course of action is extreme and very disappointing.
Is it that bit much more of a blow for employees as well, because it is one of those companies where people will have been here for decades, maybe because they have apprenticeships, they will have got that sort of sense of loyalty, and then to be let go for those cold reasons of that we've just stated?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, people, as I say, people who've worked here are loyal to the company, and will feel very disappointed on that basis. This is, it's been a good employer, and it'd be wrong to say it wasn't. And the reality is that when you've had that and that's taken away from you, that makes it even more bitter pill to swallow.
And just finally, where do we go from here? Is there hope in the sense that British Gas is such a big company, they have other sites locally, that they can move around and find other jobs, or is there not that room?
Well, with a site closure, there is less opportunity to save jobs, and that's the disappointing thing here. We need to work very hard now to try and find a range of solutions, opportunities for people, depending on what they want and what they tell us. Whether that be generous redeployment, whether that be British Gas engaging with other local employers to find jobs, whether it be people who want to leave and do something different and being supported to do that, to retrain, to reskill, We need to make sure that the company, forget it's got an obligation to these people, to help them now, in their sort of hour of need, to make sure that every opportunity is put on the table.
I did just want to ask finally, sorry, I haven't got it in front of me, but I think it said something like British Gas said over 48 days they'd be just talking through options. Is that normal for a timescale, or would you try and rush that? Because obviously that's a long time to have uncertainty hanging over your head.
Well, it may be a long time, but a lot of the solutions that we need to put in place will take time. And if we're to save jobs and if we are to provide opportunities for people, we're going to need longer than that. And we'll be pushing the business to give us the maximum amount of time, the maximum amount of flexibility to ensure that we can look after our members and give them some hope.